yeah, I have a lot of respect for what you do. It sounds like you're making a difference in a lot of people's lives, and also like on, you know, on a bigger scale too, right? Like on a policy side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So SELPA is a interesting position. So SELPAs were created in the 70s by the legislature, really around like scaling up resources and having an area for special ed where, you know, so here in Santa Cruz, we have four really small school districts with under 200 kids. And then we have larger school districts like Santa Cruz City. And so the SELPA really allows those districts to all collaborate with each other for providing resources and services and supports for kids in special ed. And so on the advocacy side as well, so I work with the districts, but then I also have once a month, I meet, you know, in Sacramento or San Diego with folks from the state to talk about, you know, different either, you know, budget or policy issues, things that are coming, bills that are coming through the legislature and how they might affect us. And so, you know, I may meet with, actually last week, like I met with senators and some legislators and, you know, just talking about how different bills that are coming through may affect us, or the governor's budget was released. So how that may affect us here in Santa Cruz and then wider, you know, across California and the different districts and what that means. So there's sort of this constant sort of large scale, small scale, and then how we carry out, you know, those policies and procedures locally.
That's awesome. How many people does the county, so I think you told me before the interview that are you overseeing 13 different school districts?
So it's interesting. So I don't really oversee them, but I'm sort of an intermediary. So I work with 13 different districts, and then in North Santa Cruz County, but then also really anything that touches special ed, birth to 22. So different agencies, non-public schools, private schools, charter schools, and the districts. And I'm really sort of a go-between between, you know, the districts helping them out, between the state and the districts. So there are there's a lot of compliance and monitoring that needs to be done. You know, essentially, are districts doing what they're supposed to be doing according to the law? And we have different state indicators. And so, you know, helping districts with their data submissions to the state and then looking at how are they performing on those different indicators and providing either some assistance or helping them write plans, all of that sort of stuff. So the assistance can be anything from like professional development, providing workshops, could be sitting down with different teams, revising policies and procedures, any of that sort of stuff.
Okay. You said that you were interested in maybe becoming a lawyer, but it sounds like you still get to, or that you still work or are familiar with people are doing things according to the law and like what they're supposed to, right?
Yeah. So special education has a ton of laws and regulations surrounding it. So yeah. So there's a lot of, you know, process, procedure, how you interpret the law. And then for me, you know, it's, so how does that play out for kids? So one of the things that's really important to me is just, you know, you have the law, and I say sometimes like common sense and law don't always match up, right? So how do you interpret that law and do what's best for kids? So yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just was going to ask, did you share what age groups you work with?
So I don't work with any kids directly right now. It's really, so birth to 22, and sometimes people don't realize, but so it's sort of segmented. We have a birth to 3 population, 3 to 5, and then you think of a K-12 school district, but really ages 5 to 22. So if you are eligible as a student in special education, kids with like more complex needs, who we will support and provide services until their 22nd birthday. And then we have early start programs here at the county office. We work with the regional center for the really little guys, birth to 3. And so really any child or student who has a suspected disability from birth to age 22, we are responsible for sort of, you know, evaluating, finding those kids, seeing what supports and services they need.
Okay. I'm curious, why is the cutoff, or I don't know if that's the right word, at 22?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know where that age came from, but that's federal. So the federal law is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, IDEA. And so that's just in the law there. kids are served until age 22.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I'm just curious, like, when there's certain dates, like, I just wonder, like, who comes up with those and why?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume it has something to do with, like, transition. So when kids, you know, leave our system, maybe what services they're eligible for, you know, either through regional centers or insurance or whatever, I don't know, you know, but I would assume it has something to do with different agencies that then pick them up when they leave education.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And you've already kind of talked about what you do, but do you mind maybe telling us more about like what your main duties and responsibilities are?
Sure. So it's broken down into a couple different like broader categories. So one is sort of the governance and accountability. And this is what I've talked about so far is like the policy procedure type stuff. I have, you know, boards that I report to, give input on those things, disseminating information to them, right? Anything that's been changing at the state or federal level, things that they need to carry out, that's really around like the compliance part of it. And then there's professional development. So out of compliance, right, there may be something that a district needs help with, or in general, there may be a new law or something that comes about. And so people need training on that. And so there's this whole piece of professional development, which is providing workshops, training, and that could be to districts. I also provide workshops for parents or partner with different folks in the community. So Triple P, we partner with them to provide parent workshops as well. And then there's like the program support and district support. So that could be anything from like they're implementing some sort of new initiative, right? And they need support, or maybe they have something that they need to address and they need, you know, some system support. And that could be like looking at data and figuring out, you know, what is the cycle of, you know, sort of inquiry, analysis, implementation of different best practices. What are the best practices? All of that sort of thing. And then it could be on an individual level where maybe there's a, you know, specific student or a specific team that needs support. And that could come from the district or from the parent. I, you know, have parents call me as well, and maybe they need a certain, some support with something for their child. And that could be me connecting with them with resources. I think of myself as sort of this like broad connector, right? And connecting people with the things that they need. And so, like I said, that could be parents, right? And so a parent could call me and they want help interpreting, you know, their child's evaluation results, or you know, they wonder if a school district is following the right process because they don't really understand the law, and, you know, special ed is really hard to navigate. And so they may just call me with some basic questions, but really, you know, they're always looking for support of some sort. And so connecting them back. And then there's, you know, sometimes there's conflict in education. And so I do also like dispute resolution, where if people aren't on the same page about something, and that could be two districts or a parent in a district, could be the state, right? And so that's really just coming in and helping people find common ground.
Well, I can only imagine how grateful the parents are to have someone like you